having fun or what?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah, are we having fun? Lana, you having fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, Melissa, fun?
Yeah.
Brendan, Eugene, fun?
Yeah.
Duh.
What, Eugene?
Yes.
What did you say? You said da? Right, da is Russian, everybody, for yes.
Da.
Da.
Yeah.
Da.
Did Coach McGurk do a good job on the fire, or what?
Can we toast marshmallows and make s'mores?
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, I forgot to get marshmallows.
Hot dogs?
I didn't get hot dogs.
Did you get anything for us?
No, I got sliced turkey, but that would be silly to put that over the fire. Didn't you kids bring anything?
Coach, we're kind of hungry.
Well, I thought I made it clear to everybody that your moms and dads were supposed to pack you food.
You didn't say that.
I didn't?
Well, what was the $20 for?
What do you mean?
The $20 that we had to get from our parents for the trip.
Did everybody's parents give them $20?
Yes.
Yeah.
Everybody.
All right, we'll pass over $20 to McGurk here. Everybody give me your money and I'll get the food tomorrow.
I want
to
go home.
Oh, come on now. Okay, everybody relax, all right?
I'm scared.
Look, you knew when you got into this, you might be a little scared. Camping is scary.
No.
There's nothing wrong with it, though. You got to get through it. That's why camping's great, because it's so bad, but you get through it. And then you remember that forever. It's called the learning experience.
Right.
Can I have some of that turkey?
Yeah. All right, everybody had to take a slice of turkey.
One slice?
One slice each. We got to save that for breakfast tomorrow.
Brendan.
Yeah.
Brendan.
What?
I have canteen. Coach canteen. I pee in Coach McGurk's canteen.
What?
Pee in Coach McGurk's canteen.
You, what the hell are you doing? Why are you peeing?
It is practically joke.
Oh my god, why did you...
Joke!
Right, yeah.
I will tell Lonnie.
Lonnie? What are you talking about?
I will tell her about the pee.
Lonnie's gonna be impressed by that?
Yeah.
Oh man, you are a freak.
I will go back and put next to Coach.
You did not.
Hey. I hear whispering. Everybody to bed, all right?
No, I'm going to bed.
Close your eyes, go to sleep.
Yeah, I know.
What are you talking about?
Hey, I said no more whispering, all right? Come on. Hey. Hey.
What?
Wake up.
Morning already?
No, it's not morning.
What?
Who touched my canteen? Everybody out of your tents.
What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on?
I mean, why'd you tell us to get out of our tent?
Who went wee-wee in my canteen?
What?
What is canteen?
No, this is canteen, Eugene.
What are you
I
want to
know right
about?
Now. This sounds like something you'd do, Brendan. You step forward.
I didn't do anything.
You know what that tastes like? That's disgusting.
How do you know what it tastes like?
I just tasted it.
How did you identify it so quickly?
Because I drank it before, but that's... All right.
Maybe someone did it by accident.
Shut up, Melissa. Everybody line up right now. Whoever did this, step forward right now. Or else everybody gets in trouble, all right? And that means everybody gets punished.
What's the punishment? Do we have to go home?
I don't know what the punishment is.
Make us go home.
No, you know what the punishment is? You'll never go home, all right? Who stepped forward? I can't see. Did anybody step forward?
Nobody stepped forward.
You know what? I'm leaving. Coach is leaving.
What?
Coach is packing up his stuff, and I'm leaving you kids here, all right?
Coach!
Coach is taking his pee canteen, and he's going. You have a good time fending for yourselves here in the middle of the woods.
I'm going to go and talk to him.
You got to catch him before he leaves.
Do you
want
to come with me?
No.
No?
No.
Oh, you know, Eugene, you did it.
Did you see him do it?
I heard him do it, and he narrated it.
Why didn't you just tell that he did it? He's Russian. He has diplomatic immunity, right? Let's tell him that Eugene did it, and he didn't understand, because in Russia, people drink pee all the time.
People do not drink pee in Russia. People do not...
Hey.
What, Brendan? Come over here and tell me something?
How are you?
What do you mean, how am I?
How's it going?
Well, I just drank pee. How's it going with you?
Listen, Coach.
What?
Stop packing for a second. Just...
Brendan.
Yes?
Unless you came over to tell me that you did it, and you're taking responsibility for your actions.
Yeah?
I got nothing to say to you,
all
right?
Coach, you want to talk about responsibility? You've got four kids out here that you're responsible for. If you leave us, you're screwed.
Yeah, I'm really mad at you right now, Brendan.
Look, I did not do it. Okay?
So who did?
I'm not telling.
You're not going to tell?
What, am I a rat? Look at me. Coach?
Yeah, what?
Are you looking at me?
No.
Okay.
I'm looking at my canteen.
Yeah, throw it away. It's contaminated.
I just bought that canteen for this trip.
I'll buy you a new one.
I still got the taste in my mouth. For God.
Coach, eat something. You have some turkey.
Where is it?
It's over...
Ugh, tastes like pea turkey now. Everything tastes like pea to me.
Look, Coach, you're not leaving, are you?
No, I'm not going to leave. course I can't leave you kids here by yourselves. I mean, it would be ridiculous. I'd get fired.
Yeah.
You know, then if I get fired, I'll do something stupid and I'll go back to jail.
Exactly, Coach.
Hey, Brendan.
Hey, Melissa?
No, it's me, Lonnie.
Oh.
What are you doing?
I'm cleaning out McGurk's canteen.
Oh, you were really great back there.
Oh.
Like, you could be like a hostage negotiator or something.
Nah, maybe.
And, you know, the way you didn't rat out Eugene was pretty cool.
Well, you know, he's an idiot. Hey, where's Melissa?
I don't know.
She's probably asleep, huh?
Do you like her or something?
I mean,
do you like her?
I'm not saying
that she likes you.
All right. Well, I
know somebody who does.
You know someone who likes me.
Well, I might know someone who maybe might like you.
Hey, who's talking?
No.
Brendan. Who else?
Lonnie.
Well, Lonnie, what are you two doing out here? Go to bed.
Good night, Coach.
Listen, before you go to bed.
Yeah?
Did anyone bring toothpaste? I forgot mine.
Did you guys talk a lot on the camping trip?
Very cryptically.
I kind of remember.
Yeah.
What she looks like.
You might have seen her on the soccer field. But honestly, I don't know what to do.
Well, honey, do you like her?
I think the answer is yes.
Well, why don't you have her go to school on Monday?
Yeah.
Maybe go talk to her for a few minutes.
Huh. Talk to her.
I know.
No, I'm thinking. Good advice.
I think I've built you into a regular Don Juan.
You know, I see you in school a lot,
yeah.
And I never noticed that you looked at me ever. Not that I'm saying you are now.
Well, I didn't.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I did, but sometimes I used to just look at you because I never saw anybody so pale.
Right.
And I notice you at soccer because you're, like,
right.
Really bad. Like when my mom says it's not whether you win or lose, it's how hard you try.
Right.
It makes me think of you.
Right, because... Oh, that's... Tell your mother thank you.
Brendan, Lonnie, get in the game! What are you doing?
A second.
Okay, yeah, you know what,
Hey, everybody, the game revolves around the ball, okay?
Sorry.
All right.
Great.
Why am I coaching soccer? And why am I not coaching public speaking? Because that's all you people do, is public speak!
Hey, Coach, I'm trying to talk to somebody over here. You mind keeping it down?
I'm sorry to interrupt your conversation. I thought we were having a soccer game.
I have abducted her.
Right, exactly. Very,
and then,
very good.
I tied her to a chair.
Yes, perfect. And I am a detective, so...
What am I doing, Brendan?
You're filming.
I'm not in the scene.
No. Okay, let's start this
Brendan?
Thing. Okay.
Brendan?
Oh, yeah, Lonnie, yeah.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, sure, certainly.
Can you tell Jason, though, that he's not allowed to really touch me? Just pretend.
Oh, he knows. This is all acting.
Okay.
Let me just fix your hair. Perfect.
Really?
Okay, here. We're gonna shoot this.
Good? Wait, let me check.
Lonnie, sweetheart, you look fantastic.
Wait.
And action.
I'll never tell. I know nothing.
Oh, you'll talk all right.
Help!
Oh, no screaming help is gonna...
Help!
Scream all you want, baby, because...
Help!
All right, stop screaming now.
Get your hands off her.
Barlow.
That's right. Lonnie, you okay?
I think so.
Let me just get those ropes. You stay back.
Ah!
Okay, that was a little early, but... Hey, put your hands up.
Ah!
Okay, it's still early.
Sorry.
Yeah, that was a little early.
How come Lonnie keeps screaming?
Shh. Let's get the scene. Come on, we're rolling. This is the last time you'll ever do one of these things again.
Oh, you
now
think
you
you're
can't.
So...
Wait, okay, that was too early, too.
I was supposed to wait for that.
Looks like I kicked your gun out of your hand.
No, you have to wait for the gunshot.
You said the gunfight.
No, it was when the gun went... Well, I mean, I know she's your friend, but, I mean, we're not here to make friends. We're here to make movies.
Okay, guys, listen.
I mean, she had one too. What are you guys talking about?
Well, hold on. We're just going over the scene.
Why don't you tell me? Then I'll know what to do.
Well, why don't you study your lines, Yoko?
First of all, great work back there. You missed a couple of cues, but, I mean, besides that, I don't think anybody will notice. That was good.
Well, Brendan?
Yeah?
I'm not really having a very good time.
Why is that?
Well, I don't think that they like me. She's making all of us look bad.
You know who ends up the loser, though, as a whole? The public. because they see the product and the product is not there.
Of course they like. You know, I was just talking. When you were sitting here, they were complimenting you. Yes, they were doing. Lonnie.
Totally.
Lonnie, please.
I hate her.
I don't like her either.
Oh my God. It's Mitch.
Hey, Mitch?
Yeah, from the fifth grade, somewhere you ain't been yet, my man.
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How's fourth grade treating you?
Can't complain.
I gotta tell you something real quick here.
What's that?
I hear through the grapevine you might be going out with the Lonnie girl. You know Lonnie, right?
I'm not going out with her. I mean, I know her. I mean.
Oh, come on, man. What are you doing? You're denying it. Come on.
I'm not going out. I mean, I know Lonnie and...
I'm here as a friend, my man.
Right.
There's only one way out, Brandon. You gotta break up with her before she breaks up with you.
You saying break up? Beat her to breaking up with me?
Man.
Mitch, look, I don't know you that well, but you used to go out with Lonnie.
Think of me as a messenger from the future, man.
Like, I'm not going out with her.
Oh, man, see?
Look, here's what I'm seeing, Mitch.
What?
You're dating a girl that I'm semi-involved with right now.
Oh, see, now that's a little different than I'm not going out with her. Suddenly the word semi is used.
Yeah.
You see what you did there?
Okay, just for the argument's sake, let's say me and her are a thing.
Right.
You come up to me and tell me to break up with her. What's to stop me from thinking you're going to go after her after that?
Brandon, no way would I put myself in that position again, man. I'm not crazy. If I'm going to give out advice, I'm certainly going to take it myself, right? What kind of hypocrite would I be to give you some advice that I don't take myself? Hello?
I'm trying to think what kind of a hypocrite it would be.
Semi-hypocrite.
Yeah, that'd be the one, man.
Hey there, a pee-pee breath.
What'd you say, Don?
Pee-pee breath.
Oh, you heard, huh?
Oh, yeah, I heard.
Yeah, that's not good.
Who did it?
I think it was a big kid. You know that kid, Eugene, the big Russian kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was him.
Pee-pee breath!
Hey, shut up. All right, enough with the pee-pee breath.
Pee-pee breath.
Did you used to go out with that guy Mitch in fifth grade?
Well, yeah, a long time ago.
Oh, really? Well, how long ago?
Like a week ago Tuesday.
Oh, so why'd you guys break up?
You know, like a lot of things just weren't working out. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't have recess at the same time.
Mm.
And we didn't have lunch at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah, it was hard.
Mm. I just ran into him, that's why I ask.
You did?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Nothing. I mean, I just ran into him. He didn't really say anything. Still like him?
No.
No?
Why, did somebody say that I still like Mitch?
No.
Does Mitch think that I like him?
I don't...
Did he come up to you, or did you go up to him, or did you just walk by each other?
We just kind of met.
Bye, Brendan. It was really nice talking to you.
Oh, okay, bye.
She's still interested in this other guy?
Well, she declined being interested in him a little too quickly, which uh-huh. makes me skeptical.
How long have you been seeing this girl?
2 days.
And how long did the girl and the previous boyfriend go out?
4 days.
4 days.
That was last week.
Yeah, things happen fast when you're young.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. You know, women are tough.
In my experience.
I mean, I've been all over the world, Brendan, except for Europe and Asia.
Wow.
And South America, I haven't been to there.
Cool.
Yet. But, you know, women are a complicated bunch.
Yeah?
Let me give you an analogy.
Oh.
They're like grapes.
Right.
That's all I got, because I said bunch,
yeah.
And then I thought of grapes.
That's not great, no.
But, you know, I'm getting somewhere here, Brendan. I'm trying.
I appreciate it.
You know, if I had said women are a complicated group, I would have thought of, shit, I thought of grapes again.
So, I mean, I feel like I'm just in the way of Mitch and Lonnie.
Brendan.
Yeah.
You're 8 years old. You need to remember to bring your homework folder to school every day.
Right.
You need to remember to wash your hands before you eat your breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snack.
Yeah.
And you don't need to worry about
this. I know her better than she knows her. I mean, she doesn't even know that they were meant to be together forever, I think. They have this thing. They're lost.
You're going to show her the way.
Yes.
You're going to sacrifice your relationship.
And I know that when I break up with her, that it's not going to be easy for her. You know, this is not a thing that she's going to walk away clicking her heels from because, I mean, it hurts.
You can break up with her without breaking her heart. Just remember that.
Yes, that's what I'm going to do. There's a thing called destiny.
There is.
And I have somehow clogged up the drain of destiny, Melissa.
Ew.
Hey, Lonnie.
Oh, hi, Brandon.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah. I need to talk to you.
Yeah, I actually need to talk to you, too.
Yeah.
I don't know how to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
But, like, I feel really bad because I really, 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 really like you as a friend.
Oh.
And, like, I really want to be a friend a lot.
Oh.
But, I'm breaking up with you. I really don't want to. I'm really, really, really sorry.
Yeah. No.
Brendan.
Yeah.
What happened?
Nothing.
I thought you were going to break up with her.
You already heard about it?
I heard she broke up with you.
Yeah, she did.
I heard she broke up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You started to cry, and then she started going out with Mitch again.
Whoa, stop. I did not cry.
Word is that you cried.
I didn't. Melissa.
Yeah, I'll try and set the record straight, but
wait, she's going out with Mitch, did you say?
Yeah, that was part of the breakup with you, is that she wanted to go out with Mitch again.
She's already going out with him, though?
Isn't that what you wanted anyway?
Yes, but... No, no, it just sucks.
So I guess Lonnie won't be in the movies anymore.
No, I don't think she will be, Melissa. No, I think you've got your old role back, okay?
Okay.
Are you happy? Are you happy?
I actually am.
Oh, God.
Except for the part that she broke up with you and that you cried. It really worked out exactly how you wanted it to.
I did not cry, Melissa.
Brendan?
Yeah?
Heard you got dumped.
Huh. Yeah. Word travels fast.
That's gotta hurt.
Actually, it does.
I heard it went down hard, too.
It was very quick and...
You want to hear about how great
they
are?
I
want
to know why they picked me to play this trick on, to this joke.
It wasn't a joke.
I got played by both of them. And you know what, sister? Don't play me. Don't play Brendan Small, because he don't like that stuff.
You were playing the game of love. And when you play the game of love, someone always gets hurt.
I'm turning my chips in. You know why?
Because you lost.
No, I quit.
You forfeit.
I fold. I know what my cards are. And you know something? I don't have a good hand. Hey, Mitch.
Hey, how you doing?
How's it going?
It's going good.
Yeah, you look good.
Yeah, I put an extra O in the good because it's so good.
I heard you and Lonnie are a thing now. Am I right?
Yeah, man, I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, congratulations.
You can see my back teeth. I'm smiling so big.
Yeah, you really are. You look very embarrassed.
The laugh is coming easy now.
Yeah.
Sometimes the laugh feels forced, but not today.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I wish I could be happy for you, man.
Why can't you be?
You went out with her after me and she were finished.
Oh, man, don't lay it out in chronological order. Then it just sounds bad, you see.
You sabotaged it.
No.
You know, you were just trying to get back with her the whole time.
No,
yes,
no way.
Yes, you were.
Last week I wanted nothing to do with the lady. I was being truthful with you, Brendan, man.
Yeah.
It looks bad, I know. I know right now it looks bad. I'm with the girl I was telling you to get away from, but, man, it's just a coincidence.
So what's going on then, man? I mean...
I'm going to check out a flick with my lady.
Oh, man.
Ain't nothing like love, Brendan, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, no. They exchange notes and they just want to be with the girl in class who everybody think is cute, you know? I bumped into a guy just a couple years ago who I was in the fifth or sixth grade with, and he said to me, and I know he meant this to be complimentary, he said, you know, all the other guys liked the pretty girls, but I always liked you. I know he thought that I should have just melted.
Yeah, well, honestly, Mitch, good luck. Good luck, because you're going to need
it. See, there you go. Be positive. Good luck. That's the best thing that came out of your mouth so far.
Yeah, but it was a sarcastic good luck. Did you read the subtext?
I'm done with subtext. Subtext has ruined me.
Oh, you fifth graders are all alike. You don't listen. You think you know everything.
Mm.
Jesus!
You fourth graders are so quick to judge the fifth graders, man.
And you're so quick to judge us for judging you. Hello, Lonnie. Hello, Mitch.
Hello, Brendan.
Of all the places, the joints that you walk into mine, didn't you?
I sure did.
I've come to a decision, Lonnie.
Yes?
Look, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and I think you gotta get out of here. You gotta take Mitch with you. You gotta leave. You gotta split, see?
No, Brendan,
that's the way it's gotta be.
Say it isn't so.
I'm giving you these letters of transit.
I wanna stay here with
letters
you,
Letters of
Brendan.
Transit, letters of transit. Take them.
I don't wanna go with Mitch. I wanna stay with you, Brendan.
No, you two are better off together, you see?
Oh, if that's what you want.
But before you go... Dwayne, you mind playing that old number? You know the one.
It's our song.
Yes. Yes, it is. Hey, let me buy you two a drink. There you go.
Aren't you gonna have some?
No, thank you. I had some earlier.
Well, then here's to Brendan.
Clink.
Oh!
What is this?
Oh, I'm not sure the name of that drink. What do you call that again, Eugene? When you and Dad decided to split up, did you just give it to him, you know, to say, get out of here?
No, honey, it was an agreement.
Yeah.
It was a long time in coming, but, you know, keep in mind that this has never had anything to do with you and Josie. You've given us nothing but happiness.
Oh, I didn't think it was.
Oh, sorry.
Until you just...
I'm so sorry. Honey, I'm sorry. Right. Sorry I put the thought in your head.
Oh, thanks a lot, Mom. I think it's better this way, being single, you know? I mean...
You are free as a bird, little buddy.
This is a new chapter of the Book of Brendan. How do you like that?
I'm excited to read it. It's going to be a bestseller.
Yes, because I'm making one.
It's going to go like hotcake.
You know, Coach, I see you keep hitting him with balls. I mean,
yeah.
I can only look the other way so many times.
Watch this.
Yeah.
Eugene, keep playing. Keep playing. There we go. That's two for two, Brendan.
I know. Yeah. You want me to go grab some of those other balls?
Eugene! Sorry.
Coach, I don't know if it's funny because he's a foreigner or it's just because he's littler than you, but you sure are hitting him with those balls. It's so funny to me.
Yeah, I know.